What's up, everybody? Jake Carter here, your daily dose of masculine power. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? And sometimes those curveballs hit us right in the gut, leaving us feeling anxious, overwhelmed, even a little lost. I get it, I've been there. But here's the thing, we don't have to let anxiety win. In fact, talking about it, owning it, and taking steps to manage it is one of the most powerful things we can do as men. Today, we're diving deep into my personal journey with anxiety and mental health. I want you to know that you're not alone in this fight, brother. Sharing your struggles isn't a weakness, it's a sign of strength. So, buckle up, because we're about to get real. First things first, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Anxiety, it's that nagging feeling of unease, that constant worry that seems to follow you around like a shadow. It can manifest in all sorts of ways, racing thoughts, difficulty concentrating, even physical symptoms like headaches and muscle tension. Ever feel like your mind is stuck on repeat, replaying the same worries over and over? You know that feeling when your heart starts hammering, even though there's no obvious reason why? Yeah, I've been there too. Now, here's the truth. Anxiety doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, regardless of their background, status, or achievements. It can creep up on you when you least expect it, even during moments of supposed success. And that's what makes it so insidious. It can make you question your own strength and resilience. But let me tell you something. Anxiety doesn't define you. It's just a part of the human experience. And by recognizing it, understanding it, and actively working to manage it, we can take back control of our lives. That's what this podcast is all about, empowering men to embrace their vulnerabilities and build unshakable mental resilience. So, how do we do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Break the stigma. Talking about mental health is crucial. We need to create a culture where men feel comfortable sharing their struggles without fear of judgment or ridicule. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 2. Find your coping mechanisms. What works for one person may not work for another. Experiment with different techniques like mindfulness, meditation, exercise, journaling, or spending time in nature. The key is to find what helps you manage stress and anxiety effectively. 3. Practice self-care. Take care of your physical and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat a healthy diet, engage in regular exercise, and make time for activities you enjoy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. 4. Build a support system. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Connect with friends, family, or join support groups where you can share your experiences and learn from others who understand what you're going through. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 5. Seek professional help when needed. If you're struggling to manage your anxiety on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable guidance and support as you work towards overcoming your challenges. Let me tell you about a time when I really felt the pressure. It was during a major presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I could barely focus on what I was saying. I remember feeling completely overwhelmed, like I was drowning in a sea of anxiety. But then I remembered something my therapist had told me. Take a deep breath, slow down your thoughts, and remind yourself that you've got this. So, I took a few deep breaths, tried to calm my racing mind, and focused on delivering the message I knew was important. It wasn't easy, but by using those coping mechanisms, I managed to pull through. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Anxiety doesn't have to control us if we choose to take charge. So, what's the takeaway here, brothers? Don't let anxiety hold you back. Acknowledge it, work through it, and keep pushing forward. You are stronger than you think, and you've got this. Remember, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. Take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and never hesitate to reach out for help when you need it. Now, go out there and conquer the day. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's create a world where men feel empowered to talk about their mental health and support each other along the way. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.